Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, right now I'm like obsessively making like tape loops,
Cool.
like just for like just for fun, kind of like it's like you make like you take apart a cassette and then make the like the tape just like an infinite loop. So you record something onto it and then it plays forever when you play it back. It's just like forever looping and it never runs out. So
Wow,
I was just
that's
messing around with that. Yeah,
exciting. Yeah,
it's been
so is
fun.
that like inspiration for the concept of your new album then,
Maybe, yeah, like I don't
or?
know. I'm just like, yeah, it's just been a fun place to start working on stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so sweet. I wonder how your experience touring has been so far.
So far, it's been pretty cool, honestly. Like, I've never toured, I've never played any like ticketed headlining shows in Canada before.
Cool.
So it's been pretty cool to like see who's out there listening and just seeing who comes to the shows and like talking to people, and just like being pleasantly surprised by like I just didn't, before you go somewhere, it's like hard to know if anyone's listening there, I feel like, for me personally. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's been really nice. In Vancouver, I got to like play for my friends and family because I'm from Vancouver and my family and bunch of my friends lived there, and yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, a
So
little like reunion moment in the hometown.
big time reunion. And the venue was actually opened like 25 years ago by my drummer's dad.
Whoa, okay,
Yeah,
sweet.
super full circle kind of thing for him too. So it was really, that was a really good show. I think it'll be hard to top that one, honestly. Yeah, it was pretty special. But yeah, honestly, I was very, very stoked in like Calgary and Edmonton and Winnipeg, and honestly, I didn't know what to expect going to those places, and yeah,
Totally.
it was
Had
fun.
you ever like traveled like Alberta or Manitoba before, or was that your first time?
I have sort of like a very, very like occasionally throughout my life, like I have family in Calgary and Saskatoon as well, and so I when I was younger, I went there a little bit. And a few years ago, I bought my first car and I in Vancouver, and then I drove it across Canada during COVID because that was like I was
Nothing
bored.
else to do,
Yeah,
right?
nothing else to
Yeah.
do. Yeah, so I bought like a stupid car and then bought it across, drove it across Canada. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's like you don't realize how big Ontario is until you drive through it. That's
Oh
what
my
I
gosh.
thought,
It's
like when I bought it.
humongous.
Yeah, it's humongous. It's crazy.
Easy. It takes like 3 days to drive to Toronto from Manitoba.
Yeah. And you're in Toronto currently?
No, I live in Montreal.
Right. Okay, cool. But your last show was in Winnipeg, correct? Okay, cool. Yeah, and you have the big show in Montreal here on the 4th. Yeah, how do you feel going into that one?
I'm pretty stoked. I mean, like, I haven't lived here super long, and I haven't like played here a proper show before, so I don't really know how it's gonna go or who's gonna come, but I'm excited because I love that venue. Sounds so good in there, and it's a 20-minute walk from my house, so
Beautiful. Yeah.
very beautiful and easy, and
Yeah.
it should be a fun night. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'll have fun there.
totally.
You're on the Concordia like radio station,
Yeah,
correct?
I am. Yeah, so go to Concordia. Just moved here actually from Saskatchewan.
Where in Saskatchewan?
Regina.
Nice,
Yeah,
nice.
yeah. So.
Very cool. I didn't stop there, but we drove through like Saskatoon, and surprisingly, there was a really good Korean restaurant in Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
Yorkton. Yeah, no
Yeah.
kidding. What's it called?
Yeah, I can't remember the name off the
That's
top of my head,
okay.
but I have it saved on my phone, and it was so yummy. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's funny that you bring up Yorkton.
It was a
Yeah.
cool place.
Cool. But I guess you kind of answered one of the questions I had, but I wonder what, because when people are paying to go to your shows, obviously, like you're making them feel special the entire time while performing, but I wonder what the audience does that makes you feel special and like your art recognized when you're on stage.
Oh my goodness. I think that people showing up is more than enough. Like, like the fact that people are willing to pay any amount of money to like come like see us play is so shocking to me still. And it feels like an affirmation of the last like few years of working really hard on like trying to make music that I'm proud of. I don't I honestly just people coming to shows makes me feel like so appreciated. It's crazy. Even like in like Winnipeg, like 80 or 90 people came to the show and I was like, damn, that is so cool, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just kind of like an overwhelming feeling of, I don't know, accomplishment and love.
Just like that, what I'm doing is like reaching people, and people are like enjoying it enough to like come make the like 30-minute trek from wherever they live, maybe more, maybe less, to just to come hear us play for like an hour is like is so cool, or like an hour and a half or whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, touring with people, I bet can get really difficult. So I wonder how you met the people. You kind of mentioned how you, like, your drummer's dad had opened the venue you played in Vancouver. But how did you meet your entire band?
I mean, it's kind of like I met them all kind of different times, different places, but the current band that like plays most of the shows, I met the guitarist through someone who used to play piano because they were roommates at the time. Like the first bandmate I ever had was this guy named Felix who played piano, and his roommate played guitar and bass, and I was like, do you know a guy who plays bass? And he was like, yep, I live with two of them. And I was like, which one, like would you rather sleep in a tent with, basically? And because the first gig we ever played together was like this tiny camping festival and we all slept in one tent.
Oh, bonding.
So yeah, Ben was the first member of the band in that way. And then Raiden, the drummer, I met in Vancouver because he was DJing like a radio show that I was on like a super long time ago. And the bass player and saxophone player I met, Chris and Leighton, I met in Montreal because they both lived here at the time. And they are both like big on the jazz scene kind of. And I went to go see both of them play at on different occasions and heard them playing and was like, oh my God, these guys are so good. I hope they're down to play in my band.
Yeah, and look at you now.
And like the thing you said about touring being hard with people, I think it can be if it's not the right group of people, but this band is like so truly the right group of people. And I think we rarely have like a hard time with anything. It's like big teamwork. No bad vibes really at all.
Cool. Yeah, well, it shows in your music, 'cause I've been watching I watched like a live stream of you guys playing together, and you guys are just so tight, and that obviously, you know, speaks to how close you are and how well you guys mesh together. So,
Are you referencing the like 24-hour thing? I mean, I think that's a testament to it as well. Like to play music with the same people for 24 hours and not get sick of each other is kind of crazy.
Can you tell me about that experience?
I mean, it was like, born out of like a joke kind of, and then just something we ended up doing, and it was about as difficult as you could imagine it to be. Just staying awake like that and like doing something involved. But it wasn't some kind of like profound or cathartic thing, to be honest. It was like just something that we did and it was fun. And that's kind of like in retrospect all I've really got to say about it. It was just like a really fun thing to do and I'm glad I did it.
No, totally. It's like a bit that came to fruition, kind of like what
Yeah,
played for 24
yeah.
hours, right?
And then suddenly we were there and we were like, oh my God, we got to do this.
I gotta pack in for the
Yeah.
next. Totally. That makes sense. I wonder, so like while creating this album, I'm curious to know if you actively try to gain outside influence, or if you kind of try to refrain from gaining like too much influence from your personal music consumption, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to just acknowledge that, like, all of the information I have about music and re recording music and making songs and albums and stuff all comes from the music I've heard and enjoy and love. And so, I try and lean into that pretty hard. I think, like, I listen to my favorite records and I like study them to a degree, and try and do my best to reference them as well as I can in my own music. Yeah, like I think it's all my music is referential, and outside of like my own voice and the things I'm saying and the way I play maybe my instrument, everything else is sort of like an amalgamation of like ideas I've learned from the music that I love listening to the most, or people who have taught me different things about recording music.
Absolutely. That's cool. 'Cause I always wonder about that with people. I'm like, does it kind of mess with the creative process or does it help it? But
Well, yeah, I think help for me. Like I, yeah, it's, yeah, I think being inspired by someone else's work is like essential for like for getting going, for my for me in my, in my personal work, just trying to get like motivated to go, is like the pursuit of trying to like do justice to someone else's ideas and like expand on them.
Absolutely. Very cool. Thanks for answering that.
Yeah, no problem.
And then I just wonder kind of if there was any moments that stick out to you while recording, kind of like happy accidents, I guess, that made it onto the record. If you have any that like come into your head right now.
Happy accidents that made it on the record. I think like, the spirit of the record, the most recent one, is kind of like all happy accidents. It's like that's the like essence of it to me. It's like the spontaneity of recording live off the floor as a band, kind of the every single time you try and record the song, it's gonna sound a little different and it's gonna have its own kind of little quirks and idiosyncrasies and stuff that you can't replicate. And I think that is the whole essence of that record. And while there are like some calculated practice things on there, like lyrics and like guitar melodies and things like that, a lot of it is just like the decisions we were making in the moment. And like the whole 30-minute like heavy loop song thing is just one gigantic like accident, really.
I guess so, hey?
Yeah. So yeah, I think like it's more accident than it is not, maybe. Yeah.
Well, that kind of leads me into like one of the things I wanted to ask you is the last lyric in the heavy loop in the entire album is the beginning of indifference. And so I guess I was wondering if that was kind of the theme. Well, I mean, one of the themes of the record, but you kind of just answered my question in a way of like maybe leaning into the spontaneity of everything.
Like that lyric specifically, I think, isn't really too connected to anything. I think, yeah, like I think, like a lot of my favorite like poems and songs and stuff kind of have like a phrase at the end of the poem or like verse or something that is a little bit detached from everything else it was just talking about, but summarizes something larger. And I think that's the like motivation behind that, like wanting different things is the beginning of indifferences. It's kind of just like saying something kind of general and big to sum up the more specific thing that I was saying before.
Absolutely. That's cool. Now I'm just curious for my personal, curiosity. What are the albums and songs that you are currently listening to?
Oh my goodness. I have like some good ones and one embarrassing one. I An album I've been listening to a lot is the new Mount Eerie album
Cool.
called, have you listened to that one?
I
It's
haven't
called,
yet. No.
it's so good. It's called
It's
Night Palace.
Night Palace. Okay, sick. I'll have to, yeah, listen to that, add it to the library.
Oh yeah, it's yeah, like I'm a big Mount Eerie Microphones Phil Aviram fan, and I honestly think it's my favorite of his records, and it's just got so many interesting lyrics and sounds and like loose ideas, and just it's such a nice record. And something else I've been listening to a lot is Able Noise, which is like this experimental duo. I think they live in London but are from somewhere else in Europe. They put out a record called, I'm trying to remember the name of the album right now. Why can't I remember? Well, anyways, there's a song on there called Violence, and there's another one called To Appease that's really good. And their main thing is like tape manipulation. So like
Oh,
slowing
no.
down and speeding up things they've recorded on tape and like making it kind of like all warped and strange. And yeah, it's a very cool record. And maybe my embarrassing one, to be completely honest, and this is super just today and yesterday, I've been listening to this Morgan Wallen song called
Heck yeah.
there's this one song I've don't really like anything else he's ever done, but there's this one song called Man Made a Bar, and
Ooh.
it's like about how the lyrics are like, God made a woman his best work of art, but he didn't make a place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. And I'm like, and the mel it's like, you know, like perfect pop country music. Like it's a perfect song. Like it's
Yeah.
there's nothing, there's no flaw about it. To a point that it's almost annoying, but the song to me is like is so good, and I just yeah, I haven't like listened to pop music intently like that in a while, and that one really just got me. So
Cool. I'll have to listen to it like right after this interview, I
it's
think.
so sick, so sick. Yeah.
Yeah, you've piqued my interest. Cool. Okay, well, thank you for answering that. Honestly, I'm always just curious about what people are consuming music-wise.
No problem. My pleasure.
Yeah, and then also, I guess you just kind of sparked a question when you were talking about the tape manipulation. Is that kind of what you're also trying to do? Like, are doing it in the hopes that you'll put it onto like with it into music at some point, or
Yeah, for sure. Like I'm trying to we've been like including it in the live show a little bit, like four track tape stuff. So
cool.
yeah, my I think like going forward, I think we're gonna start like writing with it a lot and like making kind of weird ambient noises and trying to get outside of like the traditional kind of band setup that we did for the last record, which I love and is important, but I think, you know, moving on to whatever's next, I'm trying to like explore the same band dynamic, but maybe stepping outside of our like comfort zone with our instruments a bit and like basing out some songs off of more interesting things like tape loops and like field recordings and things like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
very cool. I want to know how you got the inspiration for the video that inspired the track, The Heavy Loop.
That was like it kind of just popped in my head like as the days were leading up to go record the Heavy Loop. I was like, what are we gonna base this on? And I was working with the guy, Nick Arthur, to like make all the visual kind of things for the record, and I kind of just realized like, man, I should just ask this guy to like make a 30-minute video and then bring it to the studio. And not show it to us till then, and that's what he did. And then we projected it onto the wall of the studio, and then we played to it, kind of. Yeah.
So did you find that you actually got like inspiration while looking at the visual while you were
Big time.
big time? Okay,
Big time.
cool.
Yeah. I think it like, I mean, I think like whatever I'm looking at usually sets the tone for whatever I'm making anyways.
Oh,
Like,
interesting. Yeah.
I mean, not like to the biggest. Not like it's not the biggest influence, but I think like it's hard to ignore what I'm looking at least on like a small level, you know? Like,
Absolutely.
yeah, I think there's like a reason people like to record music in pretty places and like nice studios and stuff. It's just because it feels like more inspiring to look at. Like, You wouldn't want to record in your like kitchen necessarily, unless that's your vibe and that's what's inspiring you. But like,
Yeah, that's interesting. The setting is everything. So did you record everything in the same setting?
Everything was recorded at the same studio in Frontenac County, Ontario.
Oh, wow.
Is a studio called Port William Sound.
Nice.
Yeah, everything was recorded same place, same room.
Yeah, and had you recorded there before?
Yes, but not for my own, like before the record, I had never recorded my own personal music there, but I had worked on other people's music there. Yeah. It's a really sick place. Very, very cool place.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And so with the longer song, I just wonder how you find a long song such as the heavy loop kind of affects the listening experience as opposed to listening to a shorter song.
I think that's, I could only answer that question for myself, but I think I think listen, there's like two versions of listening to that song for me, or listening to anything that's that length. It's like I can either like listen to it fully and intently and just like really zone into the song for like the entire duration and just try and get as much from it as I can. Or I can kind of just put it on and go about whatever task or thing it is I'm doing. And I think that kind of is, for me at least, the function of a long song like that. It's like a long book, just like kind of like diving into something and like getting lost in it. Or like it can be just like something you just kind of come in and out of and like pay attention to a little bit and then go back to the thing you're doing. I think that's sort of like the listening experience of that kind of song for me, at least. I don't know if
Yeah.
that answers your question, but
No, it does. Absolutely. That's what I
okay.
was curious about. And do you find that when you're listening to it, like if you choose to kind of actively listen to it, do you find new things? Like, do you pick up new things even though like you were the one recording it?
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah,
Like
cool.
I haven't listened to it honestly in a few months, but I'm sure if I listened to it right now, I would hear something new because it's such like just a, such a long thing.
Yeah.
And I think I know most of it, but because I listened to it so many times while I was like making the album and mixing it and stuff. But yeah, I'm sure I would be surprised by it
Yeah,
still.
absolutely. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm stoked to see your show. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me today.
course, yeah. Come say what's up at the show. It might be
Yeah,
around.
yeah. Well, I will come say what's up.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Cool. Well, thanks. Have a good night.
You as well.
Okay, bye. Nice to
Bye-bye.
meet you.
You as well.